For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
Be safe out there. It is 8 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, May 22nd, and you are listening to The Whirlpool here on WMFO in Medford. 70s. Feel of the 70s, if not the 70s. That was a Boston band called Sidewalk Driver with Kidnapped from 2015. Before that, Kiss, not my favorite Kiss song, but it was Kiss. Flaming Youth from the mid-70s. Cheap Trick with Southern Girls. And Red Cross from the... I'm not sure when they actually recorded that one, Born to Love You. But Red Cross has been around since the early 80s. And hey, they're still going. They're coming back on tour, and you can see them with the Melvins, which is kind of a funny pairing, but in some ways not surprising at all, in early October at the Paradise here in Boston. If you're a Red Cross fan, I'll be there, I hope. So it is 8:50 in the morning. This show is The Whirlpool. My name is Matt. Thank you for listening. You are tuned into WMFO in Medford, where we are at 91.5 on the terrestrial dial and streaming at WMFO.org all around the world. 8:15 is when I feature a record often. I often feature a record that I'm listening to that I think is worth, you know, digging a little bit deeper into. And today we've got a band called Gino and the Goons. I've played them a couple times in the past few weeks. Record is Rip It Up. It actually came out in 2018, but just on vinyl, and it's recently been made available much more widely, thanks to Slovenly Recordings. We'll hear two from Gino and the Goons, Rip It Up. The first one is called Watch You Shine.
Yeah.
two tracks from Gino and the Goons, their record Rip It Up. It was kind of three tracks, but two of them are together in one. So just now we heard So Far Out / Rip It Up. That Rip It Up sounds like a cover to me, but it's certainly not Little Richard. I don't know, not his version. And before that, Watch You Shine, which is the opener on the record Rip It Up, available now on Slovenly Recordings, Gino and the Goons from Tampa, Florida. Some of that record sounds like it's recorded underwater, but that just enhances the effect. All right, keeping things going, this band is The Briefs.
We'll be right back. protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Steve Blight from the Bay Area. They've got a new record, which is coming out on Emotional Response Records, called Grass Stains and Novocaine. That song was House of Paper Cuts. Kind of reminiscent of the mid-80s, C86 sort of stuff. Total Rejection with Chili Chili, kind of a silly song. That was the Hot Off the Desk mix. Total Rejection will be putting out a new long-playing record in August on Arthur Jarrett's own Raving Pop Blast Records. And before the Total Rejection, we heard the Janines with Winter in the Dark. They're from Brooklyn. Wendy Darlings from France doing a track called Elucubration on their new release, Wendy Darlings Against Evil. And Briefs at the top of the set with Thought Police Are on the Bus. Briefs are from Seattle. It is now 8:35 in the morning. Sunny day in the greater Boston area. Temps should be getting up into the high 60s or maybe even 70. Maybe some less wind than we had yesterday. Sun will be out. It'll be nice. Get out there. Though if you are suffering from allergies, it's rough. Yeah, it's that time of year. All right, so Seablight is coming out. Their record's coming out on Emotional Response. This is another one coming out on Emotional Response Records. A guy from Melbourne, Australia. He goes by Manon Alone. I think I pronounced that correctly. Cut Knuckle on WNFLN. We'll be right back. I feel like I'm playing lots of songs that have very repetitive lyrics this morning, but maybe not. Maybe it's sort of just the usual. So that was a band called B-Boys from Brooklyn with I Want off of their forthcoming record, Doo Doo. They also had a record called Dada. There you go. Before B-Boys, Pottery with Lady Salinas. One more time, Lady Salinas. It's a band from Montreal, mining similar territory to bands like Bodega and... I've lost them. There's a couple other bands out there. It sounds kind of like that. And top of set, Manon Alone, a guy from Melbourne, Australia, with Cut Knuckle. All right, it is 8:45 in the morning, and you are listening to The Whirlpool on WMFO in Medford. I'm going to keep going for the next 15 minutes. This next track is also fairly angular. Pinch Points. New one called Spelt Out.
I didn't know what to do with my life. I didn't have a clue. But it was alright, because you see, I was given a handbook, a manual, if you will, by the DHS, no less. And I got it stressed, but it really helped. We'll be right back.
Emil and the Sniffers. Another record coming out from Emil and the Sniffers. I like that band. They got something. That was Got You before Emil and the Sniffers, the band Pup from Toronto. I was thinking about them because a few years back I went to the Boston Calling Festival and I saw Pup and they were really fun live. That's the last time I went to Boston Calling. Guided by Voices with Dead Liquor Store and Pinch Points with Spelt Out. Bill is here. He's going to take over in 5 minutes. I'm going to leave you with a couple of tracks that are different from what I've been playing this morning, just because. All right. This show has been The Whirlpool. Enjoy your day.
I don't want to leave you on the farm. I don't want to leave you on the farm. I don't want to go. I'll just so you know. I don't want to leave you on the farm. Days go by and I'm still high, but you know.
Buddy, mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Back off them hogs. 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But there's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
'Cause we got a great big car.